Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, boy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are live. This is Wednesday. I forget what day it is. Don't ask me what month. I know it's June. Because we're running strong. June 3rd. Wow, I thought it was the 4th already. But it's the 3rd of June. Good morning, good morning. Woo-hoo. This is James General. And Dr. Eileen Spann is on the line. We are talking about this morning destiny. I just want to give you a throw it out there. This is our summer in June. This is our summer. So I can't really tell you what hours we're going to be on. We may be on at 10 a.m., but sometimes we're going to switch up the time. We're not always going to be on all day, every day, like we used to. We may just do a morning, or we may just do 5 days. You know, one week. Like next week or the following, just one straight 5 days. But it all depends on my schedule and Dr. Arlene's schedule. So I will surely let you know. As soon as I know, I will let you know. I know I'm juggling with some things, and I'm going to have to call my partner, Dr. Spann, this afternoon and let her know what's going on. But this morning, we are going to talk about destiny. Destiny is something that we looked at a video yesterday with T.D. Jakes, and he was pretty good. I thought he was pretty good. And destiny is something, I don't know, I have a book here. Wait a minute. I have a book here that says something. Where did I put it? It talks about, actually, Arlene, I was looking this morning at one of my books, and I was like, wow, it actually talks about destiny. And, yeah, I was like, what? Just off the bat, because it's sitting on my nightstand, and it's sitting on my nightstand, and actually sometimes I do look at it, even though I'm busy, like running around like crazy. And a lot of times I'll look in the book and I'll say, oh, well, wait, look at this. So let me read it for you, and then we can expound on it a little bit. Thank you all for joining us on James Journal. This morning I want you to get out your pens, your papers, your journals, and I want you to go out on social media and tell somebody, hashtag destiny, hashtag destiny this morning. We are going to talk about a little bit of destiny this morning on James Journal. This is a topic that we came up with short notice, but we will actually be expounding on it hopefully next week and maybe a few weeks in June. But I know Father's Day is coming up quickly, very quickly, and I think it's the 3rd week in June. So we don't want to miss that day. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about fathers. Hopefully some fathers and mothers are listening this morning. But destiny, we're going to talk about destiny this morning. And the book that I have is by Paula White, and she's always good, her and her books. And it says, God intends for his dream and destiny to be fulfilled in you. Very simple, very easy. God intends for his dreams and destiny to be fulfilled in you. So what do you think, Dr. Arlene, saying about destiny?
Wow, just that statement that, good morning, everyone, but just that statement that you just said from Dr. Paula White's book about destiny made me think about what I was thinking about from God's scripture about Jeremiah 29:11, where he says, you know, I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Like, he knew why we were created. He knew what we were here for. And sometimes we want to say to people, well, whatever it is that you like doing, that's what you go out and do, and that's your destiny, and you go for it based on that. But if that were the case with me, thinking about what I'm doing now versus the things that I've done in my life up to this point, then I would, everything that I would be doing would be sitting behind someone's desk, and it would be working for someone else if I were just listening to what people say. But girl, you are good. You can file, make those files, and you can do all that. That's good. But that was just shoving papers from one place to the next. But understanding your destiny, the plans that God has for you, you understand now that he has a perfect purpose for you being here, and that's to make changes in the lives of others around you. So now when I'm talking about health and when I can see someone else's life being changed as a result of what I'm doing now, versus all the things I had done prior in life by sitting and shoving papers around and all those things. Now it helps me, Jamie, to better understand why God says run your race with endurance. What he set before you, just endure, keep enduring, and then you'll understand what your destiny. There's an old song that people used to sing, and it went something like this. It said, you'll understand it better by and by. Well, I'm understanding. Yes, you remember that song, and you understand it better by and by, Lord. Well, that song helped me to understand, now I'm understanding what my destiny is now versus all the things I thought it was. It's not. God said that his ways are what? Not our ways. And he actually tells us that his ways are beyond anything we could think or imagine. So when you read what she said there just then, it just opened up my mind to illuminate it even more, to embrace and understand, wow, my destiny is really in God's hand. If I'm obedient and listen, then it all will come to fruition. I will be the Moses out here doing what he called me to do. I'm going to think about that for a moment as you pose your next thought. I'm thinking about being that Moses. Back
wow.
To you,
the Moses of destiny. The Moses of destiny. That's a thought. I can speak of Moses. Moses was a guy in the Bible and the book of Exodus, where I haven't read the book of Exodus in a while, but I know enough about Moses. Him and his character, he started off saying, I'll be the son, I'll be the I won't be the God. Well, God, I'll be under another God. He started off like that. He started off actually not under another God. He didn't start off saying, okay, I'm going to be your mouthpiece. He actually started off in a different setting than Adam and Eve. And when we walk through his character of Moses, it's just amazing because he said, okay, I'll be the son of a God instead of being my own, instead of being God's mouthpiece. Let me say it that way. So then when he went through what he went through and his story, God called him out, and he know he heard the voice. But after he went through some things with him and his family and, of course he was adopted, and of course he was found in the river. Of course he wasn't born. Well, he was born of his mother, but his mother couldn't hold him because they were killing the men, the boys at the time. So he had to be adopted. He had to be groomed by another man, and that was. Well, actually, you could say it wasn't God. It wasn't God, all gods. It was somebody else. It was Pharaoh. That's who it was. And as you walk through the story, you would think, Moses would rise up and say, okay, well, I see what what's going on, but I'm not going to be a part. But he decided to blend in, blend in so that he could be, you know, Pharaoh's, well, he could be like Pharaoh instead of being like his own God. So, you know, and we all know the story of Moses. We all know the story of Moses. He said, you know, he went through this routine of just doing the unusual. He didn't want to be above. He wanted to stay like Pharaoh. Like I said, he didn't want to be beyond. He didn't want to have it. He didn't want to speak. He didn't want to talk. He said, "Well, why don't you get someone else to speak? I don't want to do that." You know. So as he went through this thing, running for his destiny, he finally went through it. But it took him some time. It took him some time. It took him some time to do it. It was a process. You know, he saw slaves being killed. He saw, you know, things being done, and he saw things not being done the right way. So then when he finally understood where all this stuff was coming from, he said, "Well, do I have to be like him? Well, do I have to be like my brother? Can I be different? Do I have to kill people? Do I have to slay people? Do I have to, you know, pull stuff? Do I?" He didn't have to do all that, but he stood out, and he was different. So back to you, Dr. Understand. What do you have to say about this?
Wow. And we understand, and we know that, you know, Moses was one that, you know, his destiny was planned by God. So to get out of it, like you said, it's like, okay, listen up, God. I know you're asking me to do this thing for you, but you know I can't talk that good. I stutter every time I get ready to say something. So people are not going to want to listen to me. And he's like, listen up, Moses. I know the destiny I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. Listen, I'll just bring your brother along. He'll be the mouthpiece for you. My work is more important than you wondering about, Moses, a little speech impediment. You know, I mean, really, Moses, if you ask me, I can heal that for you. If you ask me, you didn't ask me, so, you know, I'm just going to let it flow the way it's flowing right now. And therefore, not only will you be used, now your brother's going to be used too, because I'm all about relationships. This is God talking. He's saying, listen up, people. Your destiny is all about relationships. And the first thing is about the relationship that you're going to have with him, who your God. And the second thing is, listen, God's all about the relationships that we have with one another. So like I said earlier, me pushing papers around, I mean, it's good that gets done and things are done decently and in order, so there's an order to papers. However, he's more important or more concerned about the relationships that are built between people. And he wants us to have a relationship with him first. So God is deliberate in what he does. I mean, he chooses. I mean, things that we think are stupid and silly, think about it. Here was Moses, like you said, they were killing all these children. God tells Moses' mother, okay, make this little basket, put him in the basket, sit him on the water. Now you think about this. Take your child, put your child in the basket, and sit your child out on the water. Nowadays, they'll probably call it abandonment. They'll send you to jail. They'll do all those things. But that was the command. The mother was obedient. Moses ends up growing up in that home environment where he's, you know, priest, king, whatever, in that environment, you know, a royalty. And now he's faced, as far as his destiny is concerned, with the thought of, do I obey the God that created me, or do I obey the God, the people that I've lived with all these years? And he came up with the winning answer of obeying the God that would later say to him, okay, you have to lead these people out of the bondage that they're in. And he understood his destiny was this: it's better for me, Moses, to obey the God that created me, the God that created all things, than it is for me to obey man and remain in bondage and not build a relationship with the people and not allow people to walk into their destiny that God had planned for them. So when we talk about being the Moses in your destiny, sometimes you're going to look at things that you have done. You're going to look at people who have been around you, and you have to abandon them because God said it's better to obey God than man and walk in the destiny that he has for you, walk towards the direction that he has for you, and understand that first your destiny is a relationship, and it's an issue about, are you going to allow the things that God has planted in you? And he's done this deliberately. My destiny is a little bit different from Jamie's destiny because he knows the plans that he has for Jamie, but he also knows the plans that he has for me. And I must choose, he says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And then he said, Arlene, what's your answer going to be about who you're going to serve? And I have to answer in this manner. As for me and my house, this body that I live in, I choose to follow and serve God, the destiny that he has for me. And right now that destiny is walking in a path of wellness, of seeing others become the best them that they can be, of seeing others. And you know what God has given me, Jamie? I didn't understand it until now. I had said it once before. Well, I'm saying I had said it. He said, Arlene, your name means something. You're Arlene because you are the leanologist. I said, you go, God, you go, you go. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. The leanologist.
The leanologist. Isn't that amazing? A play on names. Isn't that something?
Wow. A play on name. Leanologist. Wow. Okay. So, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even know she knew all this. Today I was like, okay. You know, I was trying to make up some stuff like, okay, destiny. And, you know, because me and Arlene, we do stuff sometimes on just a day, on a whim. And you know, a lot of times I like to study it out. I like to search it out. You know, I like to seek it out. And, you know, I was going to get on here and I was like, I don't know. And I was like, wait, I do know something, you know. as Arlene was talking about destiny and health, after drinking my healthy beverage, my coffee, I can literally say that my high blood pressure is down. I got it checked on Sunday, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, that's my destiny. We all have a destiny. When you speak on health, actually, you know, we are destined to be healthy. We're destined to be whole. We're destined to walk in the success and the faithfulness that we see on a day-to-day basis, you know. But, you know, you can't walk in your destiny if you're busy, you know, waking up with your head hung down and waking up saying, oh, my God, here's another day. You know, you gotta be able to get up and run, like T.D. Jakes said, run for your destiny. You know, I'm a great organizer myself, you know, but, you know, my destiny is more than just, you know, sitting there, like she said, and putting papers in the pile, you know, and I do that a lot here at my house, you know. I'm busy putting stuff together and busy, okay, this goes here and this goes there, and, you know, I'm a great organizer, but then when you talk about, you know, doing your own thing is sort of kind of different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially me being a business owner, you know, doing my own thing and doing my own, being my own destiny, it's like sometimes you just want to be lazy. Sometimes you don't want to get up, you know. But I could say since January, I've been running since at least 7 a.m., maybe earlier, till about 10, 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock, you know, because I have calls to get on, I have a radio show to do, and then I got nephews from 12 on. So my destiny is actually a bunch of stuff, but it's designed actually for me to continue to walk in good health and success, and for me to succeed, and Arlene too, for her to mm-hmm. succeed. So, you know, destiny is important. So what do you have to say, Arlene, to those people today that don't even know they're walking in destiny?
I would ask a question, Jamie. And I would ask you this question simply. What would you leave behind to pursue that destiny that God has for you, the agenda that he has for you in your life? What would you leave behind? The things that you're looking at in your life that you might think are your destiny, and they're not getting you anywhere closer to the end or the goal that you're reaching for or the plan that God has for you, what would you leave behind? And if you especially are a person of faith, I'm talking now to a person of faith, do you believe that your plans are better than God's? Think about this.
No.
Your plans versus God's plan. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Put a little line and put your name in there. He said, listen up, Arlene. I know the plans I have for you, Arlene. Your name is Joseph. I know the plans I have for you, Joseph. He has planned something for you. Ask him today, if you don't know that plan, what is the plan? And then start walking in the plan that he has for you, remembering to leave behind whatever keeps you from pursuing God's plan. Leave that thing behind you. Walk forward into his plan, and you will see the destiny that he has for you. Think about the 12 disciples, what he did with them. He said, listen, I'm going to make you fishers of men. He said, listen, whoever was the tax collector, he said, stop doing taxes and follow me. And they said, okay, I'm going to follow you. And then he said, stop doing fishing. And come on, you know, you're fishing out here with these fish. Stop fishing fish and come on, follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men. That's what he's saying today as destiny. I didn't always understand this. It's like since just listening to that song and everything, he's like, this is not the time to lose your focus.
Right.
Don't be distracted. And, yes, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm understanding more now what the destiny is. It's the course. He said, don't give up, Arlene. You might not see the end. You don't understand the end right now, but I'm putting you on course. Follow the course that I've planned for you. That course incorporates you working with people. And Arlene, he's saying, don't be sorry for what I'm telling you to do. Don't be ashamed of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. The fire that he's placed in me and the fire that he's placed in you, what is it better to do than to follow the course that he has in you? Unleash whatever the destiny God has in you. Unleash it. He wants it to come forth out of you now. It might be things that alter the plans you have, but move forward in the newness. He said moving forward in the newness of life. That's what I'm doing today. This is a new Arlene, the new Arlene prior to June 4th, which is tomorrow, which is my birthday. Happy birthday
Yay!
To me tomorrow. And I have more energy. Jamie, today I ran up 4 flights of steps. I ran down the steps, ran back up the steps. I said, Lord, I thank you in my 50s. The destiny, the plans that you have for me, I am able to
wow.
run up 4 flights of steps. And each flight has 13 steps. So I'm like, yes, yes. That's what I was able to do this morning and wanted
wow.
to bring other people along. That's the transformation that he's using. My destiny is in him. And I thank him for what he's been doing in my life and just offer to bring others along as well. Back to you, Jamie.
Oh, Awesome, awesome. So how can we get in touch with you if you want to share more about your destiny? That's awesome.
If you want to get in touch with me and get some products that's going to transform your mind, change your body, get you up and moving, you can reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. That's arlenesweats@gmail.com. You certainly may go on the website, and a new website is coming. But for the old website right now, you can go to www.arlenespansweats.com. And come on, people, let's get our bodies transformed as we transform our minds. Back to you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And we're going to listen to this song. I did forget, Arlene, but we're going to listen to the song, and then we're going to be done with the show today. But Destiny by Kevin LaVar, I did forget about it, but we're going to listen to it, like I said. And you can also reach me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just bear with me this month. This is the summer, and a lot of people are doing a lot of things. So we are going to listen to the song on Destiny by Kevin LaVar, and I want you to have a happy and wonderful winning Wednesday. God bless you, and here is the song on Destiny.
Oh, good news. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your soul. Got a work to do for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. Come too far from where you started. Please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret. Wishing you never had. Once you realize it was your destiny. Too important to give up for anything. Yeah. This is not the time to get distracted. No, no, no. This is not the time to go on. No, it isn't. This is not the time to lose your hope. Got a work to do for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your will. Please don't let the time you fall. Wasted on things and you'll later regret. Wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it.